Hello everyone, so my name is Noel and I'm here to talk about Moodle. Moodle is a learning management system that you can use for your online learning and teaching, and our mission is to empower educators to improve the world. We want to do this in an accessible way that can be used for everyone and that can be customized for every use case. We do this through open source, and actually Moodle started more than 20 years ago. And the first commit was actually the same year as the first edition of FOSDEM. And preparing this talk, I have been looking at the archives, and this is actually the first talk about Moodle. It had been mentioned here and there, but this is the first talk specific about Moodle, so it may be the first time some of you... okay. It may be the first time some of you hear about it, so I hope you find it useful. We are a certified B Corporation, and Moodle is a registered digital public good. And in case you don't know who is using Moodle, at the moment more than 400 million users, translated to more than 160 languages, mostly contributed by the community, the translations. And you can find these stats in stats.moodle.org, but I have to mention that since Moodle is open source and can be self-hosted, all this information is only opt-in. So in reality, there's probably more people using Moodle than this. In this slide, maybe there are some logos you recognize. We know that Moodle is used by more than 60% of higher education institutions. It's also used by many education ministries, and it's also used by many governments and NGOs. So Moodle is used all around. And who is making Moodle? Well, there are an important part of the contributions from the open source community and other companies, but mostly it is done by Moodle HQ, which is the company I work for. We are currently more than 200 team members, distributed in more than 20 countries, and we speak more than 26 languages. And I didn't want to leave FOSDEM without mentioning the tech stack. So Moodle is made with vanilla PHP and vanilla JavaScript with an SQL database. And the mobile application, which is the team I actually work for, is made with Ionic using Angular. So in case you want to learn more, you can look in the GitHub repositories to look at the code. Also, I mentioned that it's very customizable to different use cases. So you can build plugins for Moodle. And if there is something that it's not doing already, there is likely a plugin already working for that. And if there isn't, you can make a plugin yourself. Here you can read the developer documentation to see how to build it, both for the LMS and for the Moodle app. And finally, even though the Moodle LMS is at the core of everything that we do, there is also many other things. For example, I already mentioned the Moodle app, which is interesting for low-resource environments because you can use it to use offline. So you can download the contents and fill the exercises and everything, and it synchronizes when you go back online. We also have Moodle Cloud, so you can self-host Moodle, but if you want to get started, we have a software as a service solution, which is Moodle Cloud. We also have MoodleNet and Moodle Academy to share and find learning resources. And if you want to integrate Moodle with your organization, we have Moodle Workplace and Moodle Certified Partners and Service Providers. So there is a lot more that you can dig in if you want to learn more. So that's it. You can learn more at moodle.com, and if you need to contact me, my mail is noel@moodle.com. And that's it. Thank you.